is here.
Hi, Benjamin. Benjamin, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager here. Andrew wanted me to get on the line, of course, so I could get you the details of the service, how everything works, what would be included. Of course, answer all of your questions. And then you do qualify, actually, for reduced rate, being that it's a brand-new business. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good started.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you use Google yourself, right? I know that Andrew does a good job of kind of going over at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price?
I didn't hear the price.
Right, yeah. So that would be my job to get you the details of the service. Now, I'm looking at your website right now. Is that something you built yourself, or did somebody else build that for you?
No, my SEO manager built it.
You have an SEO manager. Are they doing anything besides the website?
Web design and marketing.
Web design and marketing. Okay. So, you know, our service is month to month. You're looking at $299.00. It would bill on a monthly basis. There's no contract, of course. But our job would be to create the content necessary to have your business pop up on that first page, keep your phone ringing, and earn your business 1 month at a time. I know you said you've got an SEO manager. I don't know if they're still working on that website or not, doing the SEO for you as well. But is that something you might consider for your business at this point?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. How long have you been working with your SEO manager? Is it somebody in-house or someone like a third party you hired?
No, it's a contractor, somebody I used to work with.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Are you happy with your website?
For right now, just as long as I can make sure I change from a free service that I got to that one, because it's
okay.
Easier to get the content out there and available.
Yeah.
For what the business actually is, but that it was startup mainly.
Gotcha. I mean, there is a lot of information on the website. I mean, it's just very gray. But as long as we get that website in front of more people, they can see exactly what you do, and that's the whole point of it. Let people know that you're in the area providing those services. So you'd be on the first page of Google, Bing, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. It's a comprehensive package that would even include Facebook paid ads. We could quickly and easily cover that entire 35-50 mile service area, focus on specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found by both residential and commercial clients. Now, it is, like I said, month to month. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, too. So you'll see all the work that you're getting from using the service, even all the work that we do behind the scenes to get you listed on that first page. Did you have any questions for me?
Do you guys give a military discount for veterans?
For veterans? We do, actually, yeah. I could take $50 off of the cost of the service. It'd be $249 a month. That includes $100 of Facebook ads. And, of course, it's all designed to get that website in front of more people. They won't need to know the name of your business. Are you yourself a veteran of the U.S. military?
I am. I'm a retired Marine.
You are. Well, thank you so much for your service. So we do actually give that $50 discount, so it would be $249 on a month-to-month basis. It would bill once a month for that exact amount. So, again, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits. Now, that detailed reporting and tracking system, 24/7 access to it, of course, reports update throughout the day, so almost real-time reporting. And, of course, you'll see exactly where the work's coming from, what people are typing in, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. Now, the other thing that the military discount does is it waives the $99 setup fee. There's normally a setup fee, helps us offset the cost of our service. With $249, we don't break even for a few months. I mean, it's month to month, of course. We're not locking you into a contract even long enough to cover our costs. So I'm basically offering it to you on a month-to-month basis. for a cost that's less than what it would take us to provide for you in that first month. We look long term, although it's month to month, keeping you on board as a happy, satisfied client. That's what we've been doing here with our clients for over 20 years. We started in 2004. I started with the company in 2013, almost 12 years. So you'd be in really good hands with us no matter how long you keep the service. It's just that flat rate. It'll never go up, and it's all inclusive. There's no taxes or fees or anything like that.
Okay.
So being that it's month to month in a position that we're actively filling that exact amount, is that something you would want for your business so we can get that website in front of more people? Now, the business name is Epoxy Cans on the website. I know it's incorporated. Did you want the INC to be part of the branding of the business as well?
It can be either, but the INC doesn't need to be part of the branding.
Okay, and you're right, it can be either. It is a personal preference. It seems like you want to leave it off, and that's always my recommendation as well, to leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. And the business is service-based, right, meaning that you only go to the customer. No one comes to you or
no one comes to us.
Gotcha. Nobody comes to you. And then... I was looking for an email address for your business. It's really just for us to use.
Ben.Morgan@epoxycans.com.
You said Ben.Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N, right?
Yep, @epoxycans.com.
@epoxycans.com, perfect. And then I never do want to assume, Ben, but is Morgan your last name?
It is.
It is.
So is this a contact email?
This is for us to contact you, yes. So it's not going to be an email that we're going to promote anywhere online for anybody. Most of the time, we're just going to call you or maybe text you some information. For longer pieces of information, though, and something we would want you to have for your records, we do email things out to you. But, yeah, this is not an email that that the public would see. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, the bulk of this process takes place in a follow-up call. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our expert technicians would take about 25, 30 minutes to talk to you in detail, kind of go over information off of your website, information that I have here, you know, let us know if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So we take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Again, like I said, it takes about a half an hour. And then for that initial investment of just $249, Mr. Morgan, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Visa,
what was the best?
Can you change the email for me?
Yeah, absolutely. What's a better email for you?
admin@epoxycans.com. That'll actually hit myself, my wife, my field manager, and my SEO manager.
Okay, so the epoxycans.com stays the same. You cut out just a little bit. What was the part before the at?
admin@epoxycans.com.
Admin. Gotcha. So everybody important will get that email then. Yep. And like I said, it's all related to the account and nothing else. And then I do need to read what's called a voice verification, Ben. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service, and then on top of that, applying the military discount, that it would just be that flat rate of $249. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, though, actually pretty straightforward. And then for that initial investment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? Ben, what works best for you?
Visa.
Is it your name on the card, first and last, any middle initial or the business name?
Middle initials, Jay.
And is it Ben or Benjamin on the card?
Benjamin, full name.
Benjamin. And the middle initial of J, and then you said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Ben, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4896-6205-0838-1351, sorry.
That's okay, no problem. And then the expiration month and year?
1227.
12 of 2027, and the last three digits on the back of the card.
960.
960. I got 960, 960 on the back. I've got December or 12 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Morgan, was the card itself 4896-6205-0538-1351?
You missed a digit right in there in the third set, 0838.
Okay, in the third set, you said zero... Not 0838?
It's zero, you said 05, but it's
did
0838.
Did I? Oh, okay. Yeah, so I have 4896-6205-0838-1351.
Correct.
Okay. I do have an address. I don't know if it's the billing address. The 14386 South Murdoch Peak Drive. And that's 84096. Okay. So I do need to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. And like I said, I do need to get through that voice verification. I'll get through it as quickly as I can without being rude, but do please feel free to stop me at any point in time. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Morgan, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Epoxy Can.
And that's exactly how I have that. We've taken the INC off of there, so just Epoxy Cans. And that's basically one word with the C in cans capitalized. There's no space between epoxy and cans, right?
Correct.
Gotcha. And then, Mr. Morgan, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Benjamin James Morgan, President.
Okay. And Mr. Morgan, as the president of Epoxy Cans, Benjamin, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa card in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes, I am.
Of course. And then, Mr. Morgan, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Morgan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then, Benjamin, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Morgan, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. Mr. Morgan, we're just saying if you hire someone else who might be creating content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Benjamin, that's fair enough, right?
Yep, fair.
Perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing the cost of the service and then adding that military discount on top of it, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 25th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That non-refundable $249 is a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the Facebook ads are included as well at no cost. Now, it is a month-to-month service, recurring billing on the 25th of the month in the exact same amount. That reduced rate is $249. That military discount will always apply, and that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can actually stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And, Benjamin, you can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, I mean, if necessary, you could pause it seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Benjamin, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Morgan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Understand and agree.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Please.
Okay. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. You can reach a live client support agent extension 1, and again, that's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. You can email 24/7. Of course, if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or possibly the next business day if they receive that email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all that information by way of email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. It looks like my system has sent that email out to you already. Did you receive it?
I did.
If you can open that up real quick, I just want to walk you through a couple of things. Of course, it says, hello, Benjamin J, the J being your middle initial. And then it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. If you see those two words that say, please click here, those click here, if you click on those two words, it's hyperlinked to the terms of experience. I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know your time is valuable. Real quick, though, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will be searching on Bing. We'll make sure that you are found there as well. We are doing all of the directories, and, of course, the Facebook ads are included. You'll see that long line, and below it, it populates your number and a few boxes. We would want you to click all three of those boxes, one that you agree to allow us to send you SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer, the other that you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring. So once you click on all three of those boxes, you'll see the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says click here and sign. That's where you would either type in or copy and paste your name, Benjamin J. Morgan, capital B, capital J, capital M, no period after the middle initial J. Our system doesn't like punctuation there. But once you've got Benjamin J. Morgan in that box, click the confirm signature box. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for that orangish colored longer box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But clicking on it does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've applied the military discount, waiving your setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen. So updating my system, it looks like you've gone that next step. You don't actually have to log into your tracking system. It is not actually active yet. Our automated system thinks both that you're trying to access your tracking system and that we have it up and running. We actually do need to do your client interview first for that to actually be the case, but you'll get confirmation when your tracking system is live. You can try at any point in time to log in, and let me see if our system has sent you your welcome email. The welcome email has been sent. You don't need to open it now, but it has your login credentials. Your username is the phone number we're speaking on. There is a default password that you can change at any time. Your username is fixed, though, in our system, so don't even attempt to change it. It's made to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. Now, as far as your follow-up call with your technician, it's a little late to get you in at 10 o'clock, but there is an 11, 12, and then later on this afternoon, there's a 2, oh, there's a 1 o'clock, too. There's also, no, there's not a 1 o'clock, not right
one
now.
Two o'clock.
So let's do 2. It's going to be scheduled from 2 until 3. Typically, it takes about half that time. What gets you right at, in this case, or a minute or two after 2 o'clock. If I'm in between phone calls, I should say, I'll actually be able to join that conversation in the very beginning just to say a quick hello and introduce you to your technician. At 1 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 2, and then I am going to send you a calendar invite. That invite is just for your record. You don't need to respond to it. And then one last thing I did want to do here is just to add another layer of protection, a little bit of extra security on your account, a security question, actually. If anyone calls us and tells us they're with Epoxy Cans, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we might ask you from time to time to verify the security question answer. If anyone calls you that's not a customer, whether it's a week from now or a month from now or a year from now, if anyone calls you, especially if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, they would know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll know immediately the answer and the question, and if they can't provide it, don't talk to them. If they ask you for more money for your Google listing, for sure that's not us. Don't bother talking to them. Of course, the voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account for your protection. Clearly states that bills on the 25th were just $2.49. It'll never be a penny more. But your options for your security question, and I'll get you off the phone, the city you were born in or your first pet's name, which of those would you want for your security question?
Pet.
Okay, and what is the answer?
Bandit.
I used to have a bird named Bandit. Mm-hmm. That was one of my very first pets. I would say my second pet. I had a little tiny turtle named Mikey, and I couldn't even say Mikey. I was so young, I called him Ikey. But then we had a cockatiel named Bandit, and that guy lived for about 15 years. I grew up with that guy. So I've got you all set here.
My sister owned them.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of birds.
Three
my sister.
Birds, geez,
yeah, they, I love the cockatiels. Mine was like the white one, not any gray on him, you know, just the white, and then, of course, the coloring on his head. My sister had a parrot, so we had a lot of birds. But you're all set and squared away here on my end. Like I said, our technician will give you that call right at or shortly after 2 o'clock. If I'm between phone calls, I'll say a quick hello to you then. But I did want to say welcome aboard. Really excited to get this going for you, get that website in front of more people, and, of course, earn your business 1 month at a time.
Okay.
You take care, Benjamin. We'll talk to you in a little bit. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.